Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Being Authentically You. I'm your host, Nina, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of human design. Whether you're new to this concept or have been curious for a while, this episode is all about breaking down what human design is and how it can be a powerful tool for understanding yourself as well as others. So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's explore this incredible system together. So, what exactly is human design? Imagine a system that gives you an energetic blueprint of your life. It doesn't define who you are in a rigid way, but rather shows you how you are naturally wired to move through the world. Think of it as a map that highlights your strengths, potential challenges, and the most aligned way for you to interact with others, whether that's your friends, family, colleagues, or clients. Human design helps you find your flow by removing resistance. It offers insights into how you can align with your true self and live a life of purpose. But there's an important note. Even if two people have similar human design charts, it doesn't mean they share the same life purpose. Each of us can fulfill our purpose in unique ways, even if we share certain gifts or attributes. That's why authenticity is key. When you allow yourself to shine in your truest form, you're not just benefiting yourself, you're also sharing your unique magic with the world. When we dim our light or hide our gifts, we rob ourselves and others of the full experience of who we are meant to be. So if you take anything away from today's episode, let it be this. Your authenticity is your superpower. So let's dive into where human design comes from. The system was downloaded, so to speak, in 1987 by a Canadian man named Ra Uruhu. What I love most about human design is Ra's original intention behind sharing the system. He wanted parents to use it as a tool to better understand their children. By recognizing and honoring their kids' natural designs, parents could avoid unintentionally conditioning them to be something they're not. We've all experienced conditioning at some point in our lives, whether from family, society, or other external influences. Often, even with the best intentions, people condition others based on what they themselves were taught. Human design offers a path to breaking those patterns and living more authentically. Now, here's something I want to make clear. My job isn't to convince you whether human design is real or not. I feel it's my duty to offer tools and insights that might resonate with you to help you think differently. If human design speaks to you, fantastic. If not, that's perfectly okay too. I'm here to provide value to those who feel called to explore this system. And if that's not you, that's totally fine. Trust your journey and embrace what feels true for you, because your truth and my truth can absolutely be different. And that's the amazing thing about life. We see life differently through the lens of our energy, from our experiences, from our perspective. If I can shed light on a different way to view the world or life so you can be your truest version of yourself you can possibly be, I am fulfilling my purpose. As we get into the next couple of episodes of the ins and outs of human design, my hope is that the information is informative and life-changing. It's an amazing guide to help you understand yourself on an energetic level. It's a huge experiment, and the amazing thing is you can't get it wrong. As you try different approaches or practice using the information you are being presented with, sometimes it may feel easier and sometimes it may feel harder, or as if there is more resistance in your actions. Those are the interactions you can learn from and change your approach as you move forward. It presents opportunities for yourself to become more aware of your behavior, thoughts, and feelings so life can get easier in the future. If you haven't pulled your chart and you don't know any of your human design information, this is a great point to go to my website, find your chart, and find out all of your information. So my website is www.authenticallynina, and that is authentically and Nina, N-E-N-A.com. So authenticallynina.com, and you can pull your free chart. It even has some basic information right there so you can start on your, you know, your journey to finding yourself. I also have human design reports that you can download instantly, and these are jam-packed with information. It's really that, you know, beginning stepping stone into just finding out all of the things about yourself. And it's so, so beneficial. So if you haven't grabbed your chart, go ahead and go to my website and grab that free chart. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to explore your own human design chart and see what insights come up for you. Remember, this isn't just one tool among many on your path to self-discovery and living authentically. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into human design and all things spirituality. Until next time, stay authentic and keep shining your light by being authentically you.